This past Friday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Department of Justice held a joint public workshop in Colorado to discuss competition in the livestock industry, particularly the cattle industry. But a group of U.S. senators questioned the behavior of USDA leading up to that workshop. While USDA said the workshop would be organized and conducted as an open and balanced forum, senators questioned if that was actually being done. They also questioned the objectivity of USDA with regard to the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyard Administration's proposed rule. It all stems from a USDA employee in a Colorado field office using his official government email account to pass along a message from an interest group soliciting attendance at the workshop. So, in a letter signed by Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, Mike Johanns of Nebraska, along with Pat Roberts and Sam Brownback of Kansas, and Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, they asked where that email was sent and requested copies of all documents that resulted from the original email. Now, while federal officials do deny there was any linkage between the workshop and the USDA Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyard Administration proposal aimed at leveling the playing field for independent producers, both sides did view the conference as a referendum on whether the GIPSA rule should be implemented as drafted or withdrawn. But at this latest workshop, both cattle and hog producers for and against the proposal were on hand. Major meat packers oppose the GIPSA proposal, as does the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the National Pork Producers Council, both of which contend it would limit the marketing options for producers. But both sides of the livestock competition debate hosted events in Fort Collins designed to energize their respective followers. Of course, a reminder, the comment period on the proposed change to the GIPSA rule on livestock marketing runs until November 22nd.
Attention farmers, you could be eligible for technical and financial assistance under a new program offered by the Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Conservation Stewardship Program is now accepting applications. To learn more, visit your local USDA Service Center.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.